This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 20th. Today's Bible verse is the same, Romans 8:30. It says there, "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. As our verse under study reveals, the calling is the consequent result of God's election in the eternity past for salvation. It says, "Those God predestined, he also called." The Bible informs us there are two types of calling. They are general or universal call and a special or particular call. All through the Old Testament and the New Testament, we can see this distinction when we study the Bible. The Lord says through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 45:22, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." End of quote. When the Lord called Judah and Israel repeatedly for repentance by the voice of the prophets, instead of listening and responding, they continued in their disobedience and rebelliousness. A remnant responded positively, but the majority did not. When we come to the New Testament, we also come across general universal calls by Jesus Christ when he was in this world. Jesus called, and it is recorded in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." End of quote. When Jesus said, "Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life," John 3:16, it is a universal call for all people to come and believe in him so that they shall not perish but have eternal life. When Romans 10:13 says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved," it obviously is a universal call. Another example is Peter's preaching, and it is recorded in Acts 2:38 that says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." End of quote. There are so many other passages, I don't have the time to describe all those. The Bible also teaches about the supernatural work which results in a special calling, which theologians say is an irresistible call with an efficacious grace. When Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day," it means the drawing of the Father God is a prerequirement for people to come to Jesus and believe in him. Acts chapter 13 verse 48b says that all who were appointed for eternal life believed. When the Gentiles heard the word of God, the word of the gospel, this is what is meant by the special or particular call. A special call is a divine, effectual, and infallible call for those all who are appointed for eternal life by God through predestination. Theologians call the special call an effectual call, irresistible call with an efficacious grace. In other words, the particular call is a direct result of God's election for salvation and eternal life in the eternity past. It is by God's divine power and his Spirit, mediated by the power of the eternal Word of God. You see, the particular or special call infallibly brings forth positive responses from the hearers, resulting in salvation and eternal life. Listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. It says, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with the words, but also with the power, with the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake." End of quote. This verse connects God's election and special calling, resulting infallibly in salvation. And it says to the believers who accepted Christ as their Savior in Thessalonica, the Word of God, the Gospel, came to them not merely as human words, but it came with the divine power. It came with the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit and a deep conviction in their hearts. Such special calling resulted in their salvation. Verse 9 says that they were idol worshippers before they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. However, due to the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, they turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God. The book of Acts chapter 16 verse 9 describes an occasion Apostle Paul shared the gospel with certain women in Macedonia. As he was proclaiming the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, it says Lydia, a seller of purple fabrics, was listening. And the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. End of quote. You see, she accepted the salvation of Jesus and became a believer in him. Did you notice other women heard the message, but the Lord opened only her heart to respond and welcome the message? You see, this is an irresistible and effectual call resulting in salvation. There are many other examples. Time would not allow me to describe all in a small daily insight session. Ephesians chapter 2 explains the condition of an unbeliever incapable of response without the intervention of God's mighty power and Holy Spirit's divine power and the Word of God. It says they are dead. The people are dead in their trespasses and sins. In short, they are spiritually dead to respond to God in obedience. Spiritually dead would not walk to God for salvation. They need help. They are spiritually dead with no connection to God. This is why God the Father must draw them to Christ with the special enablement and divine power to believe and accept the spiritual truth of the gospel. Ephesians 2:4 says, God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, he makes us alive spiritually by opening up the eyes of the hearts to welcome and believe in Jesus Christ. Beloved, when you hear me today, you can ignore the message God sent to your attention. Alternatively, you can welcome and believe it to result in salvation and eternal life. I invite you to come to God and receive the salvation and eternal life available in Jesus Christ. The grace and the love of God save you. It is the gift of God and not based on any of your merits or works. It is solely based on the work of Jesus Christ on your behalf and your acceptance of that gift by your professed faith and trust in him. Jesus calls. Would you accept his call now? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in the good news that is presented to me, that I can be saved and obtain eternal life by coming to Jesus, accepting him as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I call upon the name of Jesus for salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life. Please save me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.